We have one more chapter in Mark Combs and Cameron Elias Williams' struggle to stay story to share with you. For now, the two set out to California hoping to develop careers in the arts and entertainment industry, but they found themselves in Denver, having a hard time getting their lives financially under control and fighting loneliness.
It's been kind of tough, to be honest. I didn't think I would miss people back home this much.
So at this time, Cameron and Mark were struggling in Denver. They hadn't given up, even though things were going from bad to worse. Here's Glynis Bord again with their story.
When I caught up again with Mark this past spring, he told me their furniture was being reclaimed, they were facing possible eviction, and life handed him another blow. Mark, an Iraqi war veteran with post-traumatic stress disorder, who is no stranger to suicidal thoughts himself, who spent all of the previous year working on media campaigns to bring more awareness about the epidemic of veteran suicide and resources to those vets struggling with suicidal thoughts. Mark has personally lost one war buddy after another. Well, Mark got word this spring he'd lost another brother.
Yeah, he was a Navy corpsman. Medics. He was attached to the Marines, so he was like a Marine medic for the Marine Corps.
Dan Alexander was a close friend of Mark's in Morgantown, West Virginia. When we spoke on the phone, he'd just gotten news of Dan's passing.
Like, I've never kind of been in a situation where I hoped somebody OD'd. But I don't know if I could take another suicide. I just, It's beginning to wear me out.
Turns out, Dan died of a heroin overdose. This is the second veteran buddy Mark's lost this year, and it wouldn't be the last. He lost another veteran friend, the same way, to heroin, 3 weeks later.
I mean, I feel like I've been at the bottom of the barrel for so long, like, that I have a keen understanding of what that means. And that it's really not necessary. Like, people shouldn't have to struggle.
Mark and Cameron did lose their furniture, but they were able to borrow some money for rent to avoid being evicted.
There's this constant feeling that, like we just keep failing. Like, we try and try, and we just fail and fail.
Look, it may seem like these guys set themselves up for failure in California, not preparing enough, not having the resources to get them where they wanted to be. But in some ways, they were more prepared than most. Mark and Cameron had each other. And a good friendship is a powerful thing.
It sucks because I have nobody here other than Cameron. Like, Cameron, you know, I don't know what I'd do without him.
One of the strongest dudes I know, you know, physically and just mentally. He's been through a lot in life, you know, not just since I've known him, far before that, but anytime he gets knocked down, he gets back up and just starts swinging harder. So, you know, I always know he's gonna be all right.
Eventually, Cameron and Mark decided that Denver was not the right place for them. Still, returning to Appalachia was not an option.
West Virginia and Colorado have so much in common. The difference is Colorado is working towards the future, and West Virginia is fighting tooth and nail, clinging to the past. Like, I mean, we are about as down and out as you can go, but in no way in my mind am I like, yeah, I'm ready to go back. No.
Hard times and isolation from friends and family forced both Cameron and Mark to reevaluate some life goals.
You know, this whole experience of taking a leap of faith, driving all the way to Cali, kind of falling flat on our face, having to backtrack, come here, and then once again, kind of getting smacked in the face by life. You know, it has been a very eye-opening experience. And before, I used to think, like, yeah, I just want to, you know, I want to make it big. I want to make millions of dollars. I mean, that's still the end goal, you know, shoot for the stars, as he always teaches. But it's not important to me. You know, it's just the perk of it all. I mean, what's really important to me is my friends, my family, and just really living a life that my parents raised me to live and being the person that they raised me to be, you know, and money's not involved in that at all.
I think we were already beginning to question what we were doing here, because everything was just falling apart and nothing really seemed to be working in our favor.
Together, they decided that when their year lease is up this October, they'll move on to Chicago, where Cameron has family and they both have more friends. And even though Mark is determined not to return to Appalachia, his thoughts keep drifting back to West Virginia.
Like, I see the people of West Virginia, I see their struggle, and you know, there's more that can be done right now, and there's a whole hell of a lot more to focus on than just trying to bring coal mines back.
After being in Denver for half a year, Mark started to joke about going back to school, this time law school, so that he could more effectively take on certain politicians. But it sounds less and less like a joke these days.
Ultimately, what I want to focus on would be public interest law to help fight to protect our environment, our people, and give the next generation the best fighting chance that they have. Somebody's got to. I've contacted a couple different law schools and talked to them about their programs, and now I'm just, you know, looking at what else I need to do, like taking the LSAT.
He still wants to go to Chicago, but he's adapting his dreams of thriving in the entertainment industry to maybe include more schooling.
WVU, of course, is going to be my number one. And, you know, it'd be nice to be back around people that I grew so attached to. Who knows where this journey is going to end up.
Cameron wants to continue to focus on developing a career in the music industry. He's working on his master's degree. He also really wants to be closer to his family, some of whom live in the Chicago area.
You know, I'm an open book with blank pages, waiting for words to be written down to finish this story. I have no idea what's next, but I'm excited for it. Whatever the future holds, I'm ready.
The next chapter looks like it will be in Chicago. It looks like it will include more friends and family, and it looks like it might have some funny in it.
Being here in Colorado and being on this trip and just so much stuff going wrong and the depression that's followed has provided both Cameron and I with just a ton of resource material for stand-up comedy. So, I mean, it'll be a great outlet.
Will Mark and Cameron head in different directions? Will more education open different doors? It's really hard to say without a crystal ball. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Glynis Bort.